No need to discuss the first three, right? We talked about them earlier. Jerry's already been in here. Adrian Robinson's a guy we really like athletically. He did an outstanding job in his workout. Doesn't have much to show for his collegiate career, not many catches. Was a move guy, did some good things with the move action, blocked in space pretty well. Wasn't used that much as a receiver. We do think he has those qualities, but he's a big kid. He's much more than that. We think he can develop. We think with Mike Pope, just like a lot of people think, that he will become the player that we hope that he will be. Brandon Mosley was an outstanding player in college, you know, came from a junior college, has actually played on both sides, has very good gym numbers, ran well in the 40-yard dash. We think he has good flexibility. You know, he may be a guy that can handle both learning guard and tackle right away, so we look forward to that. McCant's a big, tall kid. I just asked him a minute ago what he weighed. He said he was 315. That's a good thing. He has great big long arms, almost 36-inch arms. He has played on the left side. Really didn't run, you know, I kidded around with him about being secretariat. That he is not. But I think he'll be a kid that'll, you know, he's got such height. He's going to get bigger and bigger, and he may give us some flexibility. May, in fact, be a – we're going to start him out on the left side, and if we have to move him to the right side, that's fine. But he's excited. Both of these guys are physical players. This Mosley guy, if he gets a chance to put you on your back, he'll do that. McCants did the same thing. He hustles. He works. You see him downfield trying to get after people. And, you know, I watched him earlier in games against outstanding competition, so I was glad to see the way he played. And there's no question in my mind that in the fourth round, we did a very good job where we pick and getting what we call true value for those two spots. Same thing with McCants at the spot that we took him. Kuhn, we had actually evaluated at a little bit higher level. We think you talk about gym numbers, now he's got them all the way across the board. He has done very, very well in the gym numbers, as we say, in terms of the way he worked out. He is a physical player. He's a penetrator. I think he's still learning the game. And I think it's a lot of it is in front of him. So from a standpoint of being drafting where we were at the bottom of the round, each round, and remaining there, I think that, you know, we have addressed some of the circumstances that we had to address with quality people. And I spoke of our first three rounds earlier, and I do feel very good about playmakers on both sides of the ball with regard to that. You never have enough corners, for example, in the Hosley decision. So there's a competitive guy, a good cover guy, very, very fast. And I haven't got any question when I asked him where he was. He's not 170. He was 182 the way that I, you know, when I spoke to him last night. Well, he's got a lot of work to do to understand the pro game, but he seemed to handle the things that he was asked to do very well. You know, he was used as the motion guy and then brought back in the rim. You know, you see so much of the running game today, the zone run off of the what we call the rim action with the tight end or the receiver or the fullback coming back across the formation, giving you a little misdirection, helping set up the naked. He did that. He did that well. I don't know if he does the flips. I'm not quite sure about that. But he's athletic now. Very, very athletic guy.
Is that based on his potential?
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously on paper, he hasn't quite achieved that yet. But we think that he can, and we think it's all in front of him. And, you know, we're anxious to get to work with him.
He's got the same sort of sky's the limit?
Well, I don't know. Let's watch him play a little bit before we get into that. I mean, he is very athletic. His numbers are outstanding. He's very anxious to get going. We think he's untapped, and that's why I think Jerry basically said what he said.
Was that a lot of success with your tight ends coach in particular, a lot of success with untapped potential guys over a long career? How much is that a factor when you know you've got a coach who can develop those guys well?
Well, it's a big factor, But to be honest with you, it's also a factor out there because the college players all know about Mike Pope, and the coaches in college know about Mike Pope. And as a matter of fact, the people in professional football do as well. So when one comes our way, chances are you're going to hear comments about, well, Mike Pope will coach that guy and he'll be a football player. So, you know, we're hoping that can continue.
Was it blocking
okay in college? Yeah, it was. No, he blocked in space very well, which tells you a little bit about his athleticism. I don't think he had as many opportunities, nor did he do as well when he stood at the line of scrimmage. How's he going to do when a 6'I" steps over him at 290, you know, defensive ends we play against? That remains to be seen. But he does have big, long arms. He's all of that. It's going to not be easy for him because of, you know, when you're building strength with that kind of arm length, the numbers don't always show up. But he's very interested in being as good as he can be. He sees it as an opportunity here, and he's real excited about it. Well, we saw many of them we saw at the combine. Post pick? No, we didn't, no. But our, you know, our rookie minicamp won't be this weekend, but it'll be the following weekend, and then they can stay. Well, I think he can. We may even slide him in there to start. He's played both tackles. I can tell you that. Now, whether he's played guard or not, I don't really recall that. He can run. He's athletic. He has all the numbers. If you go ahead and look at him, his numbers at the combine were outstanding in terms of all his, you know, run, jump, change direction kind of stuff. And strength-wise, too. I think he had 30 reps.